Confessions for a Closet Writer. When I was a frazzle-haired 8-year-old with buck teeth and knobby knees, I spent hours of my life sitting in the safe arms of the backyard apple tree, munching on sour green fruit and scribbling in my journal. I wrote magnificent stories about imaginary creatures, moralistic fables about runaway kitty cats, and complaints about my older sister, who forced me to make piles of peanut butter sandwiches for her and her friends whenever she babysat me. Somehow, the act of writing channeled my childish thoughts and dreams into a private library no one ever saw, and now, decades later, no one can even imagine anymore. Not even me. The words that kept me company through indolent summer mornings and frosty fall Saturdays rolled along through the filter of dictionary entries and thesaurus pages, languages learned and degrees achieved. There have been definitions to surprise me and spellings to sometimes confound me. I am a writer. I earn my living and support my family with my ability to string words together in a filament of glistening word pearls that hang in circlets of sentences that somehow create value in this world. I'm just a figurehead, however, for behind the prow of my definition of me surges a dolphin-esque party of others who are writers too. I meet you at networking dinners and baseball games, university functions and high school reunions, disguised as teachers and bank tellers, security guards, lawyers, and business people. You light up with the joy of a shared secret when I tell you what I do for a living. I'm a writer too, you breathe. You aren't saying you've been published in the Globe and Mail or revising yet another website homepage. Rather, there is something in your heart that loves the act of searching for a word, the word, that belongs in a tricky sentence or stubbornly unfinished novel. Like me, you have a fondness for language and a devotion to meaning. And like me, you've probably spent late nights or early mornings hunched over your next exciting writing project. Cursed or blessed, we just can't help ourselves. I'm lucky to have channeled my talents into a life that says writer on the outside as well as on the inside. But for those of you who have not yet made that leap, I offer this request. Keep writing. Our world needs people who care about words and meaning, definitions and spelling. It needs grammar tyrants and style experts, creative word artists and closet poets. Your devotion to writing raises the banner of literacy over our whole civilization and sets a higher standard of communication than the generations coming behind were perhaps hoping to have to hit. In these days of Twitter feeds and texting, you are not just a closet writer, you also are a custodian of the written word. If you're interested in how I might help you with your writing, whether it be through a book project or a web project, I invite you to get in touch with me at Susan, S-U-S-A-N, at crossmancommunications.com. And before you take that step, if you'd like more information about how I approach my work as a writer, editor, author, and book coach, then I invite you to check out my website at www.crossmancommunications.com and enjoy your writing.